Wood sculptor Ben Hamera has never used his chainsaw to topple a tree. "I love trees and I love nature," Hamera said. "And funny enough, I've never actually cut down a tree in my life." Hamera was demonstrating his art during Forest Fest 2024, a celebration of BC National Forest Week in Langley's Williams Park held on Saturday, September 28. "I grew up in New Zealand," Hamera explained. "Traditional wood carving is a huge thing back home, traditional wood carving. And I did try wood carving once with chisels, but it was a little bit too slow. So I wanted to figure out a way how to create sculptures on a larger scale, but much faster. Chainsaws were the answer." Asked about the potential hazards, Hamera said, "It's definitely an art form that you need a lot of practice for." BC National Forest Week was being marked for the first time in Langley on Saturday, September 28, from 12 to 4 p.m. at Williams Park. pic.twitter.com/hitavarpi7h Langley Advance Times, at Langley Times, September 28, 2024. "It was the first time the Township of Langley has hosted the event, described by Special Events Coordinator Cody Naples as a celebration of nature, of the outdoors, of being outside and learning something new about your surroundings. We've got 14 different exhibitors, partner groups, that are here. There's everything from live raptor demonstrations, owls and eagles. We've got kids' axe tossing, they're foam axes, so it's safe." At the end of the event, visitors were able to take home seedlings to plant. Exhibitors included Langley Field Naturalists, Langley Forest School, Raptors Ridge, as well as Fortis BC. Fraser Valley Regional Library, Langley Arts Council, various township departments, and Langley Environmental Partners Society, LEPS, whose stewardship coordinator, Lisa Dreves, was on hand to encourage people to keep trees on their properties. "They're great for the animals, and wildlife, and diversity, and shade, to try and cool our houses in the summertime," Dreves said. "Around waterways, they keep our streams nice and cool for our local salmon."